Island meiner Seele, lass an deine Brust mich fliehen, da die Wasser näher anziehen und die Wetter herziehen. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Bär mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollendet ist mein Lauf. Führe mich zum sicheren Hafen, nimm dann meine Seele auf. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagend hoff ich nur auf dich. Also lass mich nicht alleine, hebe her und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, das kein Ebel mich erschreckt. Mit den Schatten deiner Flügel sei mein verlos Hafen. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, volle Sehnung sind in dir, o Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinig mich hinein. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auf ewig still. Sei der Born in meinem Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich.
On a hill called Calvary, Jesus my Lord suffered for me, carried the cross on a day, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to the cross. Great was the pain and the cost, and he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died on the cross, was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because
because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lonely grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on the third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. And he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love a mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lonely grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on the third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away. And he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love my mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. When the men of Galilee hung upon a cruel tree, he was dying for sinners like me. As the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me and sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When he pierced his precious side, oh, forgive him now, he cried. There was pardon extended to me as the blood and water came. Glory to his precious name. And that one drop he shed just for me and sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. When with all the saints I stand over in that happy land, and its beauty I'm able to see, as I look upon his face, I shall thank him for his grace, and that one drop he shed just for me and sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole. There was pardon extended to me as the blood came dripping down from the cross unto the ground. There was one drop he shed just for me. Soon and very soon
We are going to see the King soon and very soon. We are going to see the King soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. No more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Going to see the King. Some nights when I'm weary, Satan wars with my soul to get my mind off the cross. Then I start fighting battles Christ has already won. In a war, Satan's already lost. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in this life cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood rained so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in his life-cleansing blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. Oh, can you picture Calvary and that one spotless lamb that suffered and died for my sins? His blood ran so deep that it covered my soul, and Satan, you cannot enter in. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in this life-cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. But if I hold fast to the foot of the cross, I'll be caught in this life-cleansing flood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then he'll have to walk through the blood. If I stay on my knees when Satan wants me, then you'll have to walk through the blood. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Probably notice everybody's getting ready for, I think they call it Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of these phony holidays, Easter. Where's that Easter come from, anyway?
It comes from the goddess of fertility. It's a name. It's called Astarte.
Yeah.
And that's where that word actually Easter means. In the early church, there was not such a word as Easter. It was Passover.
Yeah.
And they held the Passover. Because all throughout the grace age, Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." So that's what they did. Every Passover, they had Passover in remembrance of what the Lord did for them at Calvary. But the enemy never sleeps.
Yeah, we got to get people back into the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Look up the word fundamentals. It's the root, you know, mm-hmm. It's the foundation.
Yeah.
And like back in the days of Josiah, you give him the scripture to read, and he realized how far they had veered off from the original plan. You see, he was
right. Yanking
people back into the reality of things, and to the fundamental truth. And he brought back the Passover and all these things. And today it's no different. We're trying to tell people about the fundamentals of the hour we're living in and what God requires of this hour. He requires of each and every individual, just like it was back in those days of Hosea. Hosea had a message for the people. And he said, if you don't receive the message for your people, for the day and hour you're living in, he will be no more priest before me, and I will forget your children. It's the same thing today. If you reject the message that was brought to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, you're not a priest. You're up there in that pulpit beating your gums together. But in the eyes of God, you're not a priest, and God will, eventually, he will forget your children. If you don't put in an effort to do what we're saying here and yank yourself back into reality, I think, and to the fundamental truth that in the 20th century, God sent their prophet, and everything out of there is just a waste of time. Anything outside of that, it's just, you're just wasting your time. You're just beating your gums together. You'd be better off to go out and have fun in the sun, because at least you're not deceiving anybody. That's what we're trying to say here. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We just thank you for the word of the hour, Lord, that you've allowed, took time out to yank us back into the reality of things, into the day. And now we're now living in. They open up your scriptures to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, Lord. Imagine that we wouldn't know what you allowed us to see, Lord. We'd be lost like everybody else, Lord. But you give us a compass, you give us a direction, you give us a message in these closing days of time, and we're just contending on with the things that we've been taught, Lord. The fundamental truths, we try to yank people back into the reality of things, into the fundamental truths that have been given to us throughout the ages, Lord. We just pray, let us grace, do with us as you see fit. Use us for your honor, for your glory. Help us to say things the way you want them said. Help us never to water things down or be lack of salt and all these things and become lukewarm, Lord. We pray you create a condition, Lord, that will always be mindful about your care and keeping, Lord. We just pray you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, we want to talk about the fundamentals of that Easter. Really, it, like you say, it never was Easter. It was brought on by Satan. Like Satan, he copycats everything. He's like a dirty old shirt. He comes in and he watches what God is doing, and then he perverts it like he did with that Passover, like you were saying, the early church. There was never no such a thing as a bunny rabbit. And what's that got to do with Easter or anything? It was just simply the Passover. And who doesn't remember something? And what we're trying to do, like I'm saying, everything is going into preparing for Easter now. And they got the dates wrong, because when you go back to the Deuteronomy and all these scriptures, it told us when the Passover was. It was the first full moon after the spring equinox. And that's when the new year was. The new year is controlled by that spring equinox. After the spring equinox, the first new moon after the spring equinox, that determines throughout the year when all these feasts will be. And this year, it's the first new moon after the spring equinox. The world has it just before the Passover, or just before the spring equinox. I think it was 19 or something. There was that new moon. So what they did then, they took that, they took the full moon out. Now the whole year, it's messed up with the feasts are all out. They're all out of kilter because they don't abide by the scripture principles. The first new moon after the spring equinox. That'll be, then that Passover would be about May 1. I think we got it figured out.
Yeah,
but see, we go according to the scripture. We're not having the Passover here. And I think they got it on what, April 1 when they have the Passover?
Yes, April 1. That's when they have their Passover, because they're taking the full moon that's close to the spring equinox instead of the first new moon after the spring equinox.
See, we're staying with the principle of scriptures. We're staying with the fundamentals. Because if you go, let's say we, for instance, back in 2021, it was about the same scenario. I think it was 3 days before the spring equinox when that new moon was. So they had the whole year messed up with these feasts. And if we would have followed them, we had to go to the scriptures to find out exactly when the Passover was back in 2021. And because we did that, we were able to tell you when the grace age ended and the week of Daniel began, because you got it right down to the day. Brother Jackson's 2004 and a half, the calendar was out 17 years, and we came right to the day when Jesus Christ went off the seat of mercy, and he went on and became King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we wouldn't know that if we were as sloppy with it as the world is sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, we would go out and celebrate something that's not worth celebrating.
It's kind of like you have to have a standard and a guideline in order to have that full moon to that new year, because it says in Exodus 12, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months; it shall be the first month of the year to you," and that falls into if you use the spring equinox this year, you're going to have the new moon in April 17. That's when the new moon will be, April 17.
That's our new year.
So yeah, that would be the new year, and then you would have the full moon would be May 1. And then you would go back to April 17, which is the new moon of the year. That's the first new moon after the spring equinox. And then you would count 14 days, and that is when the Feast of Passover is. And see, if you take all the guidelines that the Bible has, then it will map everything out for you when the new year is of the year, when the Passover, and then all the other feasts will fall in line.
And you'll be right, exactly right to the day. You just omit that Easter garbage. That's brought on by Satan, just like that fall baptism is brought on by Satan, just like that community style living is all brought by Satan. But we're digging from the rubble. We're giving people the fundamental truth for anybody that cares. That's why we're not celebrating these Easter songs here. We're not singing these Easter songs here this time of year, because the Easter song is still like the real Passover, we don't even mention Easter because it's up to them. What's a bunny rabbit got to do with the Passover? See what Satan does? He brings in his garbage, and then before you know it, people swallow it, and they take it as verbatim. They take it as truth. But see, you and I, we have a job to do. The Lord has honed us out to be watchmen. That's why we bring it back into the fundamental reality of things. Mm-hmm. We don't fall for all that zeitgeist, all the thing that the devil brings on, and then he expects us to swallow it and be content with accepting what the world church has. We're not going down that route. Yes. We're not going down that empty rabbit hole. There's no such a thing as Easter in the early church. He had Passover, and they only read that Passover. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me, because what I went through for you at Calvary. That's all that the whole thing is about, and we're going to have our Passover on May 1 this year, because of the equinox, the spring equinox. Like, I was watching that, when the new year was coming, I was watching the spring equinox, and here, lo and behold, it's just 2 days before the spring equinox was the new year. Well, that puts the Passover way beyond, out in May 1, you know, it's pretty late to have Passover in May 1. But see, we got to stay with the fundamentals, and if we be so sloppy, we'll be like everybody else before you know it, we'll mix. We believe in that diabolical, satanic water baptism, and we accept the Catholic Church, and we'll accept all that garbage that's out there. But see, you and I, the Lord has on us out to hold the line on truth, to always a watchman, to tell people the truth. And if you care about people, you tell them the truth, because it's the truth that'll set them free. Mm-hmm. We're staying with the fundamental truth. That's all our mission is. Hold on to the things that you've been taught. And here in this closing day of the time, here in the church, here the latest year, God sent a prophet. We keep saying it over and over. Anything outside of that channel, anything outside of that chapter, you're just taking the people out to hell. And you're going to do exactly what it was back in the days of Hosea. Hosea had the message for his day back into to the Israelites, and they rejected it, and then God, sure as his word was true, he said, I will forget you, and I'll forget your children, and you will be no more priests before me. Mm-hmm. If you reject the truth for your day, like all these Hutterites, I was in their torture chambers, in their kangaroo courts, time and time again, I told them about God sending a prophet, it fell on deaf ears. They won't even as much as take a look at it. It just went down the road alive, like nothing is happening, like they're going to continue on. And when they're so convinced, when they die, they go to heaven. Well, they're going to get a cool surprise, because we stand with the scripture. This is exactly like it was back in the days of Hosea. If you reject the truth for your day, your God will forget your children, and you will be no more priest before, because you got nothing to preach about. If you don't tell people the day and hour we're living in, if you don't tell them that God sent the prophet here to the church, here to lead us here, God's going to forget your children, and you will be no more priest before. Just that simple. But we're going back to the fundamentals, and this today we're talking about that Easter. We're not getting involved in that Easter stuff. We're staying with the fundamental truth, and here, we're past the spring equinox now. Now we're waiting for that new moon to come about, mm-hmm. like you were saying. And April the 15th will come.
17th.
So April the 17th, that'll be when you and I start celebrating the new year. Mm-hmm. Last is gain a three. And we don't sing the songs in January 1 because it's off-kilter. It's safe, it's new year. We're doing it exactly what the Bible says. The first new moon after the spring equinox, which happens to come April the 17th this year. Mm-hmm. That's when we'll sing it, celebrate. We don't even celebrate. We just recognize the new year. Just kind of a pillar kind of thing. Like mm-hmm. that's what we're doing. And then 14 days after that, we're going to do the Passover thing. We're going to remember that's when Jesus said, remember, do this in remembrance of me. That will be May 1 when you and I do the Passover thing, because we got to set the standard. Somebody has to have a planet Earth, a standard according to scriptural truth. That's all we're doing. We're holding a line on truth. We're holding a line on reality, and we're holding a line on the fundamental things that have been given to us here in these closing days of time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a little something here from one of Brother Jackson's contender about how the devil works, how slowly he wants to change things. And that's what he did with the Passover. Like I said, in the early church, when you can read in Corinthians about the Passover and what Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me, and Paul went over it, and it was only done as a remembrance of what Jesus did at Calvary. And the Catholic Church changed it all, that it's the literal body of Jesus and the literal blood, but it's in remembrance. And that's very important to note, that it's done in remembrance. It's not the literal body of Jesus and the literal blood. They think that's what they're eating and drinking, but that's how the devil works. He likes to create confusion. So anyway, it reads here, one of Brother Jackson's contenders: although there was no pope at Rome for the first 500 years of Christianity, this did not hinder the bishops at Rome from trying to push their authority upon others, even as far back as 154 to 168 A.D. So that's already not even very far. You have to realize John was on the island of Patmos in 96. You're talking here 50-some years later.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how many years later. When Antiochus tried to influence Polycarp, and we all know who Polycarp was. He was a student of John.
Mm-hmm.
So Polycarp, he was a bishop of Smyrna, and he wanted to influence him to change the date of the Passover. And they were already wanting to change that name Passover to Easter. Because behind the word Easter, there is another goddess evolved, where you're worshiping a goddess, not having a Passover. They wanted to change the date of Passover observance, but Polycarp refused to yield. The changing of the Passover observance, which was later called Easter by the Catholic Church, still troubled him. For again in 190 to 201 AD, Victor I threatened to excommunicate the Eastern churches for celebrating Easter on the 14th of Nisan. See, that's really when you're supposed to have it, the 14th day of Nisan. And he wanted to excommunicate them, this Victor. Polycrates, bishop of Ephesus, replied he was not afraid of Victor's threat and asserted his independent authority. And Irenaeus of Lyon rebuked Victor for trying to dictate to the churches. Calixtus, in 218 and 223 AD, was the first bishop of Rome to base his claim on Matthew 16, 18, Stephen's 1, 253 to 257 AD of Rome objected strongly of certain baptismal practices, namely in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ instead of the titles as Rome uses. See how slowly the devil creeps in. Here they were already messing with the titles, or with baptism in Jesus' name. Rome objected strongly to certain baptismal practices, namely in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they wanted the titles that Rome used, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, being used by the Northern African Church. See, the Northern African Church still used the baptism in Jesus' name, but they were always harassing them. So they were, nevertheless, the feeling continued to grow that Rome, being the capital city, should be the head of the church, even as it was the head of the empire. The Council of Sardis, in 343 AD, composed strictly of Western clergymen only, not an ecumenical council, was the first council to recognize the authority of the Roman bishops. This reveals to us how the influence of Roman bishops continually grew until Daniel's vision, the little horn, entered the picture in all its fierceness. From the Council of Nicaea 325 AD, Rome receives her official doctrine of the Trinity persons, where she is able by 500 AD, shortly after the fall of the Roman Empire, to be in an established position ruling over ecclesiastical matters throughout the Western Empire.
Mm-hmm.
See how slowly the devil started creeping in with his bishops until they started having a pope, and then that pope started governing and ruling that Roman Empire. And it slowly started, and like when Polycarp and Irenaeus was still here, they were always rebuking those false teachings and how they wanted to change the Passover to Easter, which means Astarte, which represents the goddess of fertility. See, that's what they're now, that's why the devil was able to bring in that Easter bunny, that fertility, because a bunny represents fertility. And see, that's all behind it is the spirit of Satan doing that. And that's why we want to stick with what the Word of God says. Well, when you take the first spring equinox, then this year you're going to have the first new moon will be April 17, and then the full moon, which will from the last day of April into May 1 will be the Passover.
And yeah, over in Israel it would still be April, because this
they start they started the day at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the Jewish calendar, that when they start their day is at 6 p.m. and that's when you would have the Passover.
Yeah, it wouldn't be May 1 over there. It'd be still April. Let's see, we're sticking with the fundamentals. That's what you're trying to say. And you can take it to the bank, you can put your trust in it, because God has on us out to hold the line on the things that we have been given. It's very simple. We don't have to make up nothing.
That's
it's already
right.
Been firmly established. Like I said, back in the days of Isaiah.
He was the sixth king when you count from Rehoboam. But when you count from Saul, it would be more than that. But he was the sixth king from first king Rehoboam. And then because of the tribe of Judah, they separated from the 10 northern tribes. So, but they found a hidden scroll, and then they read it to the king. And Josiah was a very good king, and he was one of the better kings that they ever had. And then it was brought to his knowledge how far they had strayed from the Passover that had been given to them from the laws of Moses and onward. And then they went right back and had a feast of Passover that had not been held since the days of Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's how far back they had already started to stray from having the real Passover as it's recorded in the book of the law books, in the book of Moses. Those are the fundamental truths that they took from the book of Moses, and because those are the where God laid it out, what they use and how these things are all to play out the feast.
That's basically all we're doing. We're just yanking people back into reality, because everything is just mush. Everything like a smoker's board. Nothing is real anymore. Everything is so phony, and people they don't ask questions. They just take it for granted. That's the way our parents did it, and their parents, and their parents, and they don't go back to the scripture to look up the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, the fundamentals of that water baptism is Acts 2:38. And then you move on to the fundamentals of the hour we're living, the fundamental of Hosea, what he said. This is If you, because rejected the truth for your day, I will reject you. I forget your children. The same thing today. Down to the generation, people have rejected the message for their day. That's why we sing that song. The truth is marching on. You either get on the bandwagon or you'll be left out in the cold. God's going to forget you even exist. They'll get forget your children. That's why you got all these rapes and all these kids being kidnapped and all that stuff. It's just because God has forgotten their children because they rejected back in the 60s.
That's right.
They rejected the message that God sent to America. They rejected the prophets and the other right here back in 96 when they presented them with the truth for their dead. Rejected and they're going down the same road down where America is now, whether they like it or not. But God rich in mercy, he'll maybe catch hold of some of them. But see, we're staying with the fundamentals. We're staying with the truth that's been presented to the church age of Laodicea. If you can only come on board, you will end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's the only thing that's left in this world. If you can't be there, if you miss that, as time goes on, the truth is marching on, and then it goes on into the day of the Lord. And oh, we've said it often enough. We don't have to repeat ourselves. But all we're doing, we're setting down the fundamentals today about that Easter. Mm-hmm. There's the Bible. There's no such a thing as an Easter.
Mm-hmm.
It's Passover. We gotta remember the Passover, and the Passover is determined the first new moon after the spring equinox, which that is exactly April the 17th, and then you had 14 days, and you come up to May 1. That's when we're going to recognize the Passover in May 1. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll recognize the new year as April the 17th. It's just that simple.
Yeah,
we don't celebrate. Okay. We just recognize it.
Yeah, that's why everything becomes so muddy. That's why the church went into the dark ages, because they lost those fundamental truths. And they let Satan come in with his lies. And then they started worshiping those lies.
Mm-hmm.
That's just worshiping these false gods. And then the church went into the dark ages. That's like Israel, when they did not recognize the day of their visitation, the destruction of Jerusalem was coming in 69 AD 70. It was inevitable. It was heading on its way, because they had rejected the very thing that could have saved them. And their temple and everything. But it went, that's the direction it went. The same way with America. In the 60s, when they rejected the prophet and his message, that put America in a downhill spiral. Because you can listen to a lot of people when they will do their conversations and their whatever, their talk show, shows, and they will reminisce over when things started going downhill in America. And most often they will say in the 60s, in the late 50s to the 60s, when these things started happening. But there's always a root cause. God doesn't let these things happen because they just happen. There's a root cause of something, and then that starts transpiring. Just like you said, if you forget me, then I'll forget your children. And that's what God had to do. You forget America.
Mm-hmm.
And it went into a downhill spiral with all these presidents that you saw, with Obama and then Biden stealing an election just like that from under the rule of law. That's all because of what happened in the 60s. That's a result of it. And I always say there is no way God is going to let America get away scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see the opposition force is always at work. You think with Trump in there would be all win-win-win, no losing. But the opposition is always so fierce that Satan does not want to let go. He has a firm grip on it. Until that George Washington vision happens, that third peril, I don't see America coming back to life fully, because it's only after that George Washington saw the towns and the cities springing back up again.
Mm-hmm.
and life was being breathed back into the land. You can even with Trump in there, you see how he has to fight every inch of the way for something that's right, that's common sense, like transgender and all these derogatory things that are just common sense things. He has to fight every inch of the way, and there's always people that oppose him and don't want him to succeed, and behind it is the devil.
Yeah, the devil doesn't want the prophecies to happen. Mm-hmm. He thinks he can stop Israel from building their temple.
Yeah.
That's what this fighting is over there about. That's this Trump's program on going ahead. Trump, at the end of the day, he's eventually going to win the day, mm-hmm. but it'll take a civil war. It'll mm-hmm. take all this turmoil because the Democrats, they're of the devil. They don't lay down. They don't play dead. They tell you what, they're putting up a fight, even as corrupt as they are. They still got this hang together when it comes to garbage. When it comes to destroying America, they hang together like thieves, you know. But at the end of the day is what counts. End of the mm-hmm. day, it's just like you and me. We don't have too many followers. But you know, like you were reading the other day, the rain falls down and the snow comes and moisture in the air. And that's the same with truth. The truth we're putting out there, eventually it'll bear fruit. Eventually it'll happen. Mm-hmm. But right now, it looks pretty grim. For us, but we just keep chipping away, and eventually it's going to happen exactly like we're saying it is. As he told Jeremiah went to the Lord. Lord, I've been speaking all these years, and nothing has happened. And the Lord just came back and told him, Jeremiah, you keep speaking, you keep saying exactly what I put in your mouth, because eventually it will happen. That's all we're doing. We're telling people the truth, whether they like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And just because we don't have too many falls, that don't mean it's not going to happen. It's just going to happen because that rain, that truth cannot help but bear fruit eventually.
That's right.
Just got to keep putting it out, be consistent, persevere, and eventually it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple.
Mm-hmm. Like January 1 is not a new year that God honors. He never instituted it, but he instituted the first new moon, the first first new moon after the spring equinox represents the first day of the year to God, and that's how he proposed all those other feasts, is according to that first full moon after the spring equinox, and that's the new year.
See, and back in 2021, if you and I went along with the worldly trend, we would have missed the true Yom Kippur. But you and I were the only ones that realized that October the 15th, mm-hmm. 2020, that was the real Yom Kippur. The Jews to this day, they celebrate, but they're completely clueless that it happened on October the 15th, 2021. Because we didn't go along with the trend of things.
We went
to the scriptures, and right to the day we saw the Lord Jesus Christ go off the seat of mercy, put down his kingly robe, and he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he'll be that king in that kingly position for 1,000 years, and then the planet will be back exactly where it was before Adam and Eve, before Satan got hold of Adam and Eve, and then he hands the kingdom back to his heavenly Father, and then we go into the eternal age. It's a beautiful program, but the reason you and I have it, we stuck with that word, no matter if the whole world is against it. We're doing the very same thing. We're not doing the Passover, and we're not doing it the way the world wants us to do it, like April 1 is their Passover. Well, not for us. To us, it's May 1, a month later. We're sticking with the scripture. The first new moon after the spring equinox determines the whole frog, the whole year. Next year it'll be different. Every year mm-hmm. it's different because it's all determined by that new moon
mm-hmm.
after the spring equinox.
Right.
We're just telling people that's the fundamental truth about Easter.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're not going to see us singing these Easter songs this time of the year. We'll sing them around the Passover, maybe a few. I don't know how what'll happen, but we're sticking with the program, the way, via the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for your word, that we are able to set the record straight, Lord, and bring us back to what has been firmly established in your word, and instead of believing and celebrating lies, Lord, because it's the truth that sets you free, and all the lies and the teachings of the devil just bring in darkness, and people don't realize why they're living in the state that they're living. It's because of all this darkness that is out there in the world and has been introduced by Roman Catholicism. We just want to let people know the fundamental truths of that Easter, what that Easter means, and that it's all about the Passover, and to do it in remembrance of what Jesus did for us at Calvary. It's just very simple. It's not complicated. It's just a remembrance of what Jesus did for us at Calvary. So we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.